Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the desert today, to the land of luxury golf courses, expensive spas, and very intense heat. We are going to Arizona's 1st District, Scottsdale, and Paradise Valley. And we are profiling a congressman who might be the biggest nerd in the entire House of Representatives. And I say that with respect. We are talking about Republican David Schweikert.
David Schweikert is unique. Most politicians go to the floor to yell about the scandal of the day. Schweikert goes to the floor with a portable easel and a chart about healthcare inflation adjusted for demographics. He does this constantly. He is the chairman of the Joint Economic Committee, and he treats his job like he is the nation's accountant. His main message is basically, we are broke, and it's because we are getting old.
He really is a numbers guy, but his solution isn't just cut spending. He is a huge techno-optimist.
This is the fascinating part. He believes that artificial intelligence and curing diseases are the only way to fix the debt. He argues that if we use AI to cure diabetes or make healthcare 50% cheaper, then Medicare won't go bankrupt. He is obsessed with this. He talks about wearable sensors that monitor your blood sugar and blockchain medical records. He co-chairs the Blockchain Caucus. He honestly believes that crypto and algorithms are going to save the U.S. Treasury.
But we have to talk about the cloud over his head, the ethics investigation.
Yeah, you can't skip this. In 2020, the House Ethics Committee reprimanded him. It was serious. They found that his office misused funds and that there were illegal campaign contributions happening. He admitted to 11 violations and had to pay a $50,000 fine. Then in 2022, the FEC hit him with another $125,000 fine. For a guy who prides himself on being a fiscal hawk and a numbers guy, having his own books be that messy was a huge political liability. It's a big reason why his elections have been so close lately.
And his district is tricky now. It's Scottsdale.
It is the wealthiest district in Arizona. Paradise Valley is where the millionaires live. Historically, this was Goldwater Republican territory. Low taxes, pro-business. But these educated suburban voters have been drifting away from the GOP recently. Schweikert survives by focusing on the math. He tells these voters, look, I might be boring with my charts, but I'm the only one telling you the truth about your taxes and inflation.
He also has a touching personal story. He was adopted.
He was born to an unwed teenage mother in California who considered abortion but chose adoption instead. He grew up in Arizona with his adoptive family. That experience shapes his entire worldview. He is fiercely pro-life, but he focuses heavily on adoption reform. He wants to make it cheaper and easier for families to adopt because he views himself as living proof of how that system can work.
So you have this pro-life, crypto-loving, chart-wielding accountant representing the richest people in the desert.
Who thinks AI is going to save us all from bankruptcy? It is definitely a specific brand.
That is our profile for Arizona's First. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.